first said to Moses, as he said to all of us here this morning, give it up. Give it up. What does that mean? What does it mean to give up something? I've chosen one word, one thing that Moses had to do to give it up. And that word, ladies and gentlemen, this morning is submission. Submission. Moses had to understand where he was. He was on holy ground. What'd Moses do, ladies and gentlemen? He removed his shoes. He understood he was standing in the very holy, awesome presence of God. We have messed up this word submission. We believe it means looking down and the wife looking up to that husband under rule and authority. True, the husband is the head of the wife and loves his wife as God loves the church. But we've missed the understanding of submission. Moses had to learn submission. Submission is that wife running to the arms of her husband, knowing that when she jumps in the arms of that husband will catch her without question. The minute her toes leave the ground and she cannot come back to where she was, she knows without a doubt her husband will catch her. We got to have that kind of faith in God, ladies and gentlemen, that no matter how crooked, no matter how dark, no matter how rough, no matter how what that rod that we hold on to in our comfort zone is, we've got to be willing, first of all, to give it up, to submit to God. He is holy, ladies and gentlemen, and you and I are standing and we are sitting in front of a holy God today. Now, you may have been here 100 years. Some of us feel like perhaps we have. You may have been here 60, 50, 40, 2, 10 months, 2 days. This may be your first Sunday. But ladies and gentlemen, this ground is holy because we are submitting to God. Moses, before God could do anything else with this man, had to learn to submit. He had to give it up. So I want you to pray with me this morning. I want you to ask God in your heart to clear everything out of your brain and heart that would keep you from worshiping Him and submit to God. What are you holding on to? What's Satan got you with? He's got all of us that is keeping us from really all the pride, all the inhibitions, all the everything. We stop it and we say, God, we've had enough of it. We're going to submit to You. What is it going to take? Well, God sure did it to Moses. He'll do it for you and me, but we must first submit. Let's pray. Lord, we understand submission is realizing, Father God, that we run into Your arms knowing without a doubt You're catching us. Trusting You, Father, without a doubt that no matter what, no matter what the circumstances, how good, how bad they look, You're going to catch us. We as a church, we as the body of Christ, and we individually submit as Moses did to You as he stood in front of that burning bush, as he removed his shoes, as You gave to him Your personal name. Help us to learn to submit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This morning, the second precept you and I both got to understand and know is we've got to let it go. Do you understand what the rod represented? The powerful rod that was going to become the very rod of God, the way God would use Moses. But He was about to do something in Moses' life that would transform that rod into something that would be absolutely unbelievable. Folks, you got to learn to let it go. How do you do it? Obedience. Obedience. We have talked about this word already in these messages about living for Christ in the extreme, but letting it go, obedience. What did I mean by that? God took the rod, the shepherd's staff. Moses knew what it was. He was a shepherd. That's what he was doing. He was tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro. He was taking care of it. He tried every excuse in the world. God just sent Aaron. Man, he can preach, he can talk, he can even sing. Let him go. God said, don't want Aaron, want you. And then he looked to Moses, as Ken Miedema so beautifully wrote in his music, "What's that in your hand, Moses?" And as anybody would respond, he said, "It's just a rod. Throw it down, Moses." And that's when Moses started kind of arguing a little bit with God. But God, I mean, you know, see what I mean, stuttering? Can't talk, good Lord, all this. Finally, God just says, "Throw it down, Moses." And he threw it on the ground. And it became not only a snake. I don't like snakes. I'm okay with snakes as long as they're on the other side of a 6-inch cage. I mean, glass, that is. And I'm watching them. And the Bible says, literally, that when he threw that rod down, when Moses threw that old rod down, that rod became, as the scripture says, a serpent, a snake. And in particular, the word serpent there, if you translate it into Hebrew, is hissing. It means a riled up snake ready to bite. You know what the snake represents? Go back in your Egyptian study of Egyptology. Go back and look at the symbol of the Pharaoh. What was the symbol of the Pharaoh and his power? You remember? A snake. Now, folks, maybe you do. But like Moses, I don't pick up snakes, period. Especially if I was forced to picking up a snake, I wouldn't pick it up by the tail. Why? Because you pick them up by the back of the head, so they tell me. That's all right. Somebody else can do that, is trained to do it. I'll just look from a distance. But God told Moses, he said, "Moses, you pick this thing up." And I can just see Moses, "Lord, wait a minute, we don't do that. Just don't do that, Moses. We don't do it." "Moses, do what I tell you. Don't worry about what I'm telling you to do. Just obey me to the T." I wish I could be standing by a tree. Watch old Moses, 40 years plus now, and he reaches down and picks up that rod just like God told him, or snake, and that thing became a rod. Moses had to let go of that rod. And if you go back in your study of a rod, a matat in Hebrew, a matat was taken with them to walk, to help someone to walk. It was used by a crippled person. It was used by someone just on a dark, dusty trail, as many people did during those days. And it was especially used as a shepherd, both with a staff and a rod, to both purge and move the sheep and gently nudge, or hard be to nudge that sheep back on where it needed to be. But it was a rod. It was used for many purposes. It was Moses. He had it in his hand. That's why God said, "What's that in your hand?" And God's telling him, "Okay, you got to give it up. You got to submit to me, and you got to let it go. What are you holding on to in your life that you will not let go of and let God use? Is it money? Is it car? Is it job? Is it grandchildren? Is it something else? Is it alcohol? Is it internet pornography? What is it in your life that you are holding on to that God will not, you won't let God have anything to do with it?" Well, if you'll first submit it to Him. And the second thing you do, ladies and gentlemen, is you let it go. Because when you let it go, God is going to do something with that stronghold that's going to be far beyond anything you could ever believe or think. But you got to let it go. Third thing. Third precept. Throw it down. Victory. Submitting to God. Letting it go, and now throwing it down, saying, "God, it's yours. It's no longer mine. I celebrate the victory because it's not me. It's God who has that victory." What are you holding on to? Age doesn't matter. How long you've been here at Olive Springs Baptist Church doesn't matter. What's keeping you from experiencing living in the extreme with God daily on a victorious basis? I'll tell you what it is. We're holding it back. We're not
not submitting to God. We don't think of him as holy anymore. We think of him as our best friend. He is our friend. But ladies and gentlemen, he's holy God. And the only way we're going to understand victory is we're going to have to give it up, let it go, and come to this place, to this altar, and finally say, God, it's yours. I throw it down. You'll never, ever in your life live a victorious Christian life until you do it. The saddest part is you see so many Christians look like they're the maddest, meanest, most depressed individuals on the face of the earth. Let God give you victory this morning. What are you holding on to that you won't give it up? Let it go. Throw it down. Three words, ladies and gentlemen. Three words. Submission. Being willing to say, I give it up. Be willing to obey God no matter what. No inhibitions. Well, what will people think? Well, I've been here too long. They see me as a member for 50, 60, 40 years. I can't, no, Lord, I can't do that in front of people. That's no, God. I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. You will live a defeated Christian life until you go to your grave with that attitude. There'll be no happiness. All there'll be would be constant bickering, constant negativity, constant stuff that will destroy you from the inside out. And one day God will take you from this earth because of it. I've seen him do it many times. We play around with God like we're playing around with a little guy. We've got God boxed up in a little bitty box. We've got him in there. We've got him figured out. Moses did, and Moses found out something completely different. God, you're bigger than my box. Learn to submit. This is holy. Second thing, obey God. Let it go. Obedience. Let it go. And finally this morning, the third thing. Come and throw it down. I've caused a lot of questions in this congregation this morning with a little white piece of paper. Were we voting on a pastor? Is that, I've been here too long? Are we voting on something else? What are we using that little white piece of paper for? Get out that little white piece of paper. I've got one too, folks, since then. Nothing different about that. Nothing written on it. I didn't supply a pen and pencils for everybody. Hope you have one. But let me tell you what, you may not even want to write anything. Let this white piece of paper represent one thing in your life you are holding on to and not letting God have. One thing that you know. Everybody's got it. You know it right now, just when I said it. Make a mark on that piece of paper. Don't worry. Nobody's going to see these. And I'm just going to tear them up when I get them in a few minutes, if you so choose to bring it. But I want you to write on that piece of paper whatever would be your little symbol. You don't have to, don't need anything like this. Whatever that one thing is. I don't know what it is in your life. I can't even suggest what it may be. I know what it is and what they are in my life, because they're multiples, ladies and gentlemen, not just one. What are those things that you're holding on to from yourself? Is it your pride? Is it your is it who you are? Is it? You know. Then write on that little piece of paper a symbol, a letter, or something that you know what it is. It could be just some hand scratching. It doesn't bother me. You and God know what you're writing down. God can read it no matter what language you put it in. So I want you to do that. Think about it. What are you holding on to? Would you be willing to submit this to God? Realize we're on holy ground, that a loving Heavenly Father who loves you beyond anything you can ever imagine, and
and yet who controls the very breath you take in is right with you. Would you be willing to submit to him? Would you be willing to obey him? He told Moses, that rod in your hand, Moses, throw it down. And Moses did it to the T. And then would you be willing to get victory over it? Ladies and gentlemen, you could throw it down, and that rod, like for Moses, would still be a snake slithering around. But God reached, and he told Moses to pick it up. So he wants you and me to do something. Would you be willing to take this and come to this cross and in your heart say to God, I submit this to you. In obedience, I bring this to you. And this very morning, I celebrate the victory. Would you drop it down and go back to your seat? Lord Jesus, I believe from beginning to end we've done exactly what you've told us to do. I believe we've explained and we've shared, we've sung, we've testified, we've laughed and we've cried, we've shared what you told us to do this morning. And that's up to every one of us. We need to submit to you. We need to obey you, Lord Jesus. And we need to experience the victory. Help us, God, to give it up, to let it go, and to throw it down. Lord, do your work in all that you want to do, and we'll give you the praise. Ladies and gentlemen, from where you're seating, every head bowed and every eyes closed, you sit there a minute. And when God says you go, and if you physically can't go and you want someone to take your little card, don't worry. Nobody's going to read this. Fold them good, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to pick them up and destroy them. I promise you that. I give you my word. That's why I wanted you just to put a little symbol, no name or anything like this. But this is between you and God. Let's take the black cloth around this cross and these steps, and let's turn it white this morning with our submitting to God, our obeying him, and our celebrating the victory. So right now, get up out of your seat as God leads you, as Pam continues to play, and you come very quietly, and you place that stronghold, whatever God is in your life that Satan is holding you back, and you place it at the foot of the cross. And while you're down here, you say, God, this is for real. I'm not coming just to put a piece of paper because the preacher said to do it. I'm coming because this is what I must do, and I give it to you. You can remain here to pray. You can go back to your seat. If some of you sense God's leadership, you need to come and join Olive Springs Baptist Church. We're here to receive you. If you need whatever you need this morning, maybe you've asked the Lord Jesus to come in your life, or there are questions about what it means, or even questions about what we're doing and what I've asked this congregation to do this morning, whatever it is, you come and stay right here. We'll talk with you. We'll share with you. And we've got those available. But right now, give it up. Let it go. And throw it down.